Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. The topic tonight is a little different because I don't normally put these two in the same category, but tonight we're talking about angels and demons and how we have maybe just forgotten that we have angels right here on Earth. And we have also our demons, and the demons on Earth, I would have to think, would come in a twofold path. One would be, simply put, someone, something that drains us, that wants to be inside of us and breed negativity and negative energies and negative thoughts. And the other being also a connector to that, when you've heard the term facing our demons, perhaps that is our deepest fears, something that we've lost within ourselves enough to face, and it can haunt us and actually create triggers within the body, mind, and spirit. And angels and the angelic energy, of course, we're dealing with all those who are right here and being of service and a shoulder to cry on or lean on. They also are protectors for us. And so that goes on the earthbound level as well as in the spiritual realms and the higher realms. And I know that I said in the description that we have a little bit of heaven and hell right here on Earth. And I do believe that we have to use our connections to our higher self and know what is for our highest and best good. Case in point, I'm just going to give you a quick example of knowing the difference. Now, many of you know that I'm a psychic medium. I'm a healer, I'm a teacher, etc. And you can find me in Casadega at the Casadega Hotel, several days out of the week there. And sometimes you can find me in Sanford as well at Luna Soul Esoterica. Or even if you just happen to see something on my website or online, anything that I'm posting on Facebook and Twitter and all. Okay, so we cover the masses in that respect. So, and I've also had my share of my life path, my life experiences, and not just as a psychic medium, but as a person, as a woman, as a, I was a mother, a wife, and, also just a musician, not just, but as a musician, a performer, a singer. So I've seen how people can shift their energy around other elements. And, of course, working the nightclub scene, it was very apparent to me that the energy that came with doing in things in excess usually brought someone and their energy down. Before I ever really knew how to speak in the terms of energy, one of the things, if you know me, I was a musician in the time of the big hair, big 80s. And something that I noticed in the clubs and where we were performing, the people with their vast, big hair and the crowds, was the more the night went on, the more they drank, the flatter their hair became. I know it sounds silly, right? But these are real clues that someone has gone way beyond their capacity to maintain a healthy vibration if their hair is flat, because really the blood flows through the hair from the scalp. And so when the scalp is numb, and that is our crown chakra, when that is numb, then we find ourselves lying flat, a flatter version of who we are. So that was just one way I started realizing how different people were when they were attracted to certain elements. They don't call it spirits for nothing, okay? Just plain out, flat out, there were definite energies coming from all of that alcohol in those performance venues. I noticed it, and then, of course, not wanting to acknowledge that whole part of my life yet, I just kind of blew it off thinking, I'm tired, maybe I'm just imagining what I'm seeing. Or then when it started happening repeatedly in certain nightclubs and places, concert clubs, because of the age of the building, it really kicked in. And so, you know, some places are haunted. People say, oh, that Casadega Hotel, that's a haunted hotel. Well, you know, define haunt, okay? Because we can haunt in the physical. We just don't think about it in those terms. So we have to know that just because the spirit energy is there, it doesn't always mean it's a crisis situation where you're in danger. Many times people ask us if there are any spirits at the hotel. And I said, yes, there are, but they are friendly. They are non-invasive. I can't say that for the spirits that have come around when I've been around an inappropriate person in my life, because I know they've been attacked. So if you think that spirits do not attack, and it doesn't always have to be anything like demonic, but it just depends on how primal the person would live their life on a baseline, okay? So you got to think about the element of the people you're around, or the vibration of the locations that you visit or haunt, my old haunt, as people would say, that where is the energy flowing? How is it flowing? Is it filled with light? And people often remark in my office that I have a very big tapestry of the angels from Barcelona, Spain, that I have from my parents when they went to Barcelona. And it seemed like it was the perfect fit for my office when I first got there. And, you know, and everything, it's not an overload of angels because I need balance. And so I have different, you know, spiritual symbolic things in the room and some statues and such. But this reverence of the angels over my head while I'm speaking, I kind of felt that was the place for it, because I do know that they are around me, they are with me. And so if you have a feeling of the presence of the angels, I want you to please feel free to call into the show, or if you have a concern that something might be slightly on the demonic side or the darker side, or you're facing certain repetitive thoughts that you don't understand. And every religion has an aspect or has a naming for it, okay? So, you know, the Jews believe in one thing versus the Pentecostals versus the Muslims or the Buddhists and so on, and the Hindus. Okay, so everyone has angels. Every religion has angels. Every religion has, even in Wicca, there are angels. And I have a great book on this that I'll share with you later. And it was an interesting translation of the angelic beings. I've learned to call them the light beings as well, because there are more than just the certain, like the nine orders of the angels, etc. There are more, because there is more out there. So please feel free to call into the show at 646-727-2585. Love to hear from you. And if not, then I do hope that you stay tuned. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Belly dance, belly dance. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Tore, like hooray, as I tell people when they're looking at my name in writing. So for those of you just tuning in, we are talking about angels and demons. The presence of angels is continuous. They don't take breaks. There are more angels than you realize. And even in the earthbound realm, we have the fae and the fairies. And some people believe that the fae are part of the angelic realm. They have wings. Okay, well, that's one person's viewpoint. And I know that they are elementals, really. And they are connected to Mother Earth and all in this realm. And they are in and out. We don't normally get to see them. But just kind of like angels, you don't normally get to see them, but you can. And I have many pictures of my experiences of getting well or from being sick or just even in a really radiant mood where I felt that presence and even a protection of angels with me. And I've looked at that camera, just, please let me take this picture. And once when I was having my picture taken, they appeared in a form directly behind me. You know, they will let you have them on print, on film. Don't always look for that to be the only proof of the pudding here is, and I mentioned earlier, that I would share how you would know if you are in the presence of angels or in the presence of demons, okay? Think of all that would make you feel good and secure and safe and warm. Angels don't usually make you feel cold and icy and like you feel nauseous and things. So I would have to say that the difference right there is pretty cut and dry. If you're just going for a feeling immediately, if you do not feel safe or if you feel nervous and scared and fearful, then you've got to realize that you're not in the presence of protectors. You're in the presence of someone who wants to destroy you or something. So we have to go with that. Go with that flow. There are sacred ceremonies that we invoke the angels. And also for demonic connection, I know not everybody is on the up and up who's playing in the magical world and the supernatural world. And they do summon demons. You know, no good comes from that. Not that I'm preaching, but, you know, there's a price for every kind of magic that you perform that you would do to harm someone or send harm to someone. I got a caller in the 407, so I'm going to take this first caller. Hi. Hello. Hello? Okay, you're not on the air. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Sorry.
Is it Shane?
Yes, ma'am.
I saw the last four digits on the switchboard show up. And there's Miss Spooky. She says, say hello. So, how are you, Shane?
I'm doing okay. Just taking, trying to be mindful. And your show, I wasn't going to call in because I'm, trying to, work things out myself, best I can. But your show really talking about the spirits, and I'm trying to recognize, my guides and the distinguishing which spirit I want here. I told some to leave. Seems like some of them left, and then they came back, and they're not staying on. I broke links where I thought they were from, but they're still not staying, gone.
Right.
There's some blue energy that I don't really like because it's kind of like causes pride in me, and there's some other brown ones that I don't like. that caused the fear. Okay. And my, sorry.
So what have you been trying remedies and not, or you've asked it to or commanded it to leave and it's
yeah,
not left?
Yes.
I can share with you as I do with others some of my information of guidance, if you will, about unwanted spirits, unwanted energy. Of course, you know, cleansing water, holy water, spiritual cleansing water is always good. A good friend of mine, Miss Doreen, she made a really interesting cleansing blend for me for my birthday, which actually had some rosemary. As we all know, rosemary removes negativity. And it also had camphor, which camphor is really good, especially if you can get it in the little blocks like we do it in the soul. You break that up and put it in little dishes. You just cover it just also like much with water. Just have to cover it and put it in the four corners or put it of each part of your house or your home or your room even, and out of way, of course, from small children and animals. And it should dry up. And if it dries up, it dries up the spirit energy. There are also candles that work really well. A candle called the tobacco candle, which is a Native American candle, and it absolutely, and we do say this very carefully, a candle like that absorbs all spirits, good and negative. So you've got to realize once you dry up, even with a camphor, once you dry up things, then you've got to put the healing and the positive vibration back in, like lavender and roses and vanilla, anything that's really a soothing, healing, positive energy. So any of those remedies I know usually work really well. And of course, just commanding in the presence, and you can use, I think, St. Alec. I know that's a kind of a Santera thing, but a prayer with St. Alex and his candle, and also using the cascarilla, as some do, even with crosses over all the doorways. So just letting you know,
yeah.
Those are just some methods to try as well.
Right.
And be careful who you're conversing with and the element of the energies of where you are, where your life walk is, because that's just as important as anything else. Pink Floyd has a very good line in one of their songs, and that, you know, it's all that you touch and all that you see is all that your life will ever be. Okay? It makes a lot of sense, especially when you're realizing that it's in perpetual motion and you're wanting change to happen. So that is also in the practice of feng shui, I always say, bringing in the good and balancing out the energies is wonderful too.
Do you see this girl Ashna as being, well, let's stick to the spirits, is my guide. I'm curious of who the, you know, because there's a man to my left, but there's also an angel or a spirit that wears brown, light brown. That's all I can see. Like kind of like a cloak. Like 5.5 feet tall, maybe taller, 6 feet or something. But
okay, so when you're getting connected with this, because I'm not hearing a super negative thing with this spirit, by the way. So do you feel okay around when this spirit enters?
Yeah, I'm just trying to connect with them.
Okay. Well, you let them show you more,
okay.
Because they will. And it's easier when you can discern between, you know, light and dark, positive, negative energies. And I didn't feel anything with that, anything really negative about the brown. I felt more like old ancestral energy connections. Could even be some druid energy or something along, or a monk line, something very high spiritual, but just trying to, usually if someone is wearing in the browns, it's an old religion, and it's also usually about protection of some sort.
Great. Yeah,
So
all
just,
right.
yeah, just ask for, for peace with that one, for sure.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And do you see anything with this girl, Ashna? She's a good energy to be around, and our friendship. Any advice?
Okay. Is she lives out of state or further away?
No, she's
Or
traveling, but she's in Orlando.
oh, she's a
She's
local. Okay. All right. Well, let me see. Okay. I'm kind of getting, all right. I'm getting a little mixed message energy, so bear with me. I'm feeling like you've got to just, okay, there's new love coming. Thank goodness. but I am feeling like you've got to do things to keep negative, depressed thoughts out of your vibration. To give it half a chance. Kind of give it a half a chance.
With
I
her.
know that there's, yeah, and I do feel like, just meet for coffee. Just ask her to meet for coffee.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, but she seems like
I
a
just say
person.
this, this. I'm sorry.
She seems like a good person.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the sooner the better you connect. If you've say met online, chatted online, etc. You're just gonna. I don't feel like a lot of extra, people around her, like extra guys and all that. I'm not really feeling that, but I do feel like you should try to at least just, make a coffee date.
Yeah, I just figure friends first, get to know her really well, and
Yeah.
as
Even well,
long
you don't have to go any further. Just say, hey, I'd really like to connect with you. I'd really like to meet you. Would you like to have coffee sometime? Like in
yeah,
person.
she's gonna come over soon.
Yeah. And I
Yeah.
don't see that too far away for you. So just clear out anything that is bothering you or feeling kind of, stuck. Clear that out, Shane. Okay?
Alrighty.
All
Can
right,
you hear
dear.
my?
Well, I'm gonna go. I've got
You hear
another call,
my?
but blessings to you.
Okay, blessings to you too.
All
All
right,
right.
dear. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Okay. All righty. We've got a call in the 757. 757. Okay. Trying to bring you in. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Alexis.
Alexis, thank you for calling into the show tonight. And
No problem.
how can I be of service for you tonight, dear?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I've never called you before. So I guess what kind of questions do you take?
Well, usually something, I try to keep something similar to the show topic if someone has a question about that as well. If it's life oriented, to even something similar to what we're doing. But tonight, of course, this topic is on angels and demons and realizing, where all of that positive and negative vibration, is. And it's not just like in the ethereal world. So that's what the theme of the show is. But, we have people, because we have people in our own lives. I always say heaven and hell are right here on earth. Look no further, because we're all here for lessons. And so do you have a pondering thought or a question, something that urge that made you come here?
Well, I guess it's more so, I guess I'd like to know about my own angels. Like, I'm not sure. I've never had any inclination about, who they are or if I have any. I feel like
Oh,
everybody has one.
yes, everybody has angels and more than one. And I will tell you right now, when is your birthday, dear?
May 8th.
Okay, so you're Taurus. I was thinking you were kind of a spring baby. Got it. So, all right. So, I and Oh, man. And you also have somebody here in spirit with you, too. A lady. There's a lady here in spirit connecting in with you.
Really?
You are. Yes. And so it's like, I do feel so. Someone here from the other side, because I'm a medium as well. And I have to tell you that I keep hearing that, oh, yes, peace, peace, peace all around you. It's like they're just trying to send you a wave of just, you know, calmer times. And just keeping that, I'm hearing like a keep a happy energy in your life right now.
And, yeah.
You know, and they're saying, you know, clean out some things, like clean out your closets and such. But, you know, I feel really like so many and the energies of a springtime flourishing. Usually spring is when we do spring cleaning. So that's also, but that's kind of funny that they were saying, clean out your closets. but I will say Ariel, Archangel Ariel keeps coming to mind for you. And you also have your own personal angels. And some of these angels, of course, are under what we call the league or the guise of the archangels. And your Archangel Ariel, there's Uriel and then there's Ariel, okay, with
right.
an A. So you've got a connection right now with them. And, you know, all these angels, you have one that you were born with and you're under your sign, but I'm getting Ariel really strongly with your vibration. I want you to understand that, yes, these angels at yours especially take turns. It's like they're on a shift thing, taking shifts. And one of the things that they're processing right now with trying to help you in healing is with your sleep. Your sleep cycle or your sleeping pattern. Okay. And, you know, there was a period when I had a kind of a devastating moment and I was living alone in my home and just kind of trying to, you know, work things through because all of a sudden I was alone. And every night I go to bed, I was kind of sad. And all of a sudden I saw this thing on the wall. And it was, you know, like a cookie cutter of an angel.
Yeah.
And you would see that. Yeah. Well, that white image was on my wall in my bedroom. And I thought, maybe I'm picking up something from a outside window. And I put my hand there and I'm like, no, it's not even moving. There's no covering of this energy, of this white angel on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I accepted it immediately and I found immediate peace. And that angel stayed with me every night until I drifted off to sleep for probably a good month. And then I realized I didn't need to see that anymore. I could find peace. So that's what I'm seeing with you, is that you. So asking for your angels in meditation and connection, okay? Do a meditation, ask for angels to appear, and they will. And I really am glad that you called the show. I know we're almost out of time, but please come back and listen to me again on the Monday nights at 11 on Blog Talk. Love to hear
I will.
From you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio and Venus and Velvet Radio show. You can find me on Facebook, venusandvelvet.com. Would love to hear from you. Remember, I've got the Witch's Ball coming. If you need tickets for that here in Orlando and Sanford, you can buy them online with the Early Bloom Special. Yay! So exciting. So wishing you all light and love. And protection from any demonic or lower energy thoughts. Keep on light thoughts, laugh and love with all of your heart. This is Teray saying good night and namaste.